Zulmat, and Nur. Dear descendants who would be transported by Allah, the Bani Israel. While we are thinking that the last hikmah came down from Allah, was the greatest one, then all of a sudden the Almighty Allah sent us another one much bigger than the last one. Subhan Allah. We do not hear of this huge new hikmah very often. Tell me, what is the reason Allah has been sending his scriptures? Do you know the answer? A-L-R. A, scripture, that we revealed to you, in order that you might take out the people out of darkness into the light, by the permission of their Lord, to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. As you notice, this is the only reason Allah sent us his scriptures. Yet, we have been neglecting this most important revelation of Allah. That means no one born on this earth, who already has the light, in his, or, her soul. Why? Here is, why, if Allah punished the people, for their wrongdoings, he would not leave any creature on the earth. But, he respites them for a specific time. Once their interim ends, they cannot delay it, by 1 hour, nor advance it. This is why, Allah is the Rahman, and the Rahim. Please listen carefully. Anyone comes on this earth from the other side, is, in total Zulumat, or, darkness. That means when all of those prophets and messengers born here, they are all in total darkness, then Allah chooses them, and at first, he guides them to his right path, and then he reveals to them scriptures, then by reading those books they would come out of the darkness, into the light. Therefore, no one has the Arabic Quran in his, or her heart, when they arrive here, on earth, except Prophet Muhammad. But, he was not aware of it, until, the Holy Ruh, took all of those verses one by one, from Muhammad's heart, and read them into his brain, within the period of 23 years. While he was writing them down, with his own right hand, then, he started to read the Arabic Quran. And that was how, Prophet Muhammad came out of the darkness into the light. This is an awesome news from Allah. Thank Allah for his unending hikmah. We should all fall prostrate to this awesome news from Allah. I must tell you that after I received this awesome hikmah, from Allah, at night, Shaitan let me have it. He gave me a very shaitanic dream at night, and when I got out of my dream, and woke up, I was cursing Shaitan loudly. Shaitan hates my guts. We all come here in order to read Allah's books. That is why he gives us a respite up to the age of 41, in order to do whatever we desire, so we become mature, enough, and educated, with many experiences in life, and then we could make our own decision about our Creator. There are two very important words in the Arabic Quran. One is Zulumat, meaning darkness, and the other one is Nura, meaning the light. One of the names of the Arabic Quran is Al-Nura, meaning the light, and Surah 24 is called Al-Nura, the light. People use and understand these words as for a dark place which you are not able to see around you, and a place which is lighted, and you are able to see things around you. Also, they use these two words as a person who is dark-minded or close-minded versus a person who is open-minded. But the question is that, what is the yardstick, and how do we measure it, and what is the base for judging and recognizing a dark-minded person from an open-minded person? As you see, these two words are both very simple words, and we use these words almost every day in our life. Yet, when it comes to judgment, every single person uses their own conjectures of their own mind without any proofs. These are the average people who are living in the whole world, and they just do not care, they only want to worship their own ideas until they die. These are the ones who are judging everything according to their own brain and understanding. Aren't you tired of hearing conjectures all the time? Don't you want to hear just one single truth about things? That is why Allah, the Hakim, has been sending us scriptures with sets of rules and regulations in order for us to be happy and protected, so we do not make any mistakes by following from our own conjectures. The reason Allah has been sending us scriptures is only, and only, because Allah wants to take us out of Zulamat, or darkness, into the Noora, meaning the light. All the scriptures of Allah contains Noora, meaning the light. But Shaitan has been given promise from Allah to mislead us, and he has done a good job. Because he has seen us on the other side, and he knows how wicked people we were. He made us to come up with 4,200 false, fake, and man-made religions. As we are all have been witnessing, one so-called religion is worse than the other one. But our Creator is the Rahman and the Rahim, and he is the loving Allah. He has brought us over here in order to save few of us, the members of the Bani Israel, because he has been aware of us ever since millions of years ago when we were on the other side. Here is just a side note. After 6 days of creating the earth and measuring its provisions, and after those minerals came down onto the earth, and after all of those creatures and plants were created, in order to create the oil, then, on the seventh day, the earth became ready for humans to come down. And we will be here until the eighth day. Then, on the eighth day, Allah will come with his angels, and everything will be perished. Please translate these verses for yourself. Now, having a brain as one of our body parts is a very dangerous part in humans' body. They think that, by given a brain, they are better than other creatures. And because they are able to make a decision, therefore, it is good. Yet, it is the same brain which has been making all of these mistakes on earth. Look around you, nothing is in its correct place. We have not been able to solve this puzzle, yet, we call ourselves intelligent. Hey intelligent people, did you know that you have between 400 to 600 million neurons in your stomach? They call your gut as the second brain. They are the ones who tell you what to eat and what not to eat. They are the ones who digest our foods and spread them all of those nutrition all around our body. They tell us we are hungry or full. They tell us we are getting sick. Remember, this is your stomach talking to you, not your brain. Then, how come you are not able to think with your gut? Yet, many people talk from the seat of their pants. Just look at those posts on YouTube. Look at the sun, every single day, at the specific time she rises and sets, so is the moon. Look at all of those animals, in the right season, they will have newborn, and they take care of their offsprings. They do not take any babysitters, either. Those birds never say that this season we are not going to have any chicks. Look at the orange tree, she knows at the specific time she must provide with orange blossoms, with those awesome fragrances, in order to give us delicious oranges, and she never revolt or think different. Every single cell in your body and all of those body parts belongs to Allah. And they know exactly what to do. Why is it like that? The reason is that these creatures have already been in the light. That is why they do not make any mistake, and they do not revolt, because they are in total submission to the laws of Allah. And it is not by force, as those misled people say, this is the force of nature. No, it is not. All of these creatures came down here willingly, and not by force. So, just get out of your Zulamat, or darknesses. Now, let me give you an example of my own life experience. When I was in Zulamat, and total darkness, I met a young soldier, within the first few days, when I entered the military service, in Iran. He was a quiet man, just like me. But, at that time, I was blocked by Allah, so I was not able to talk much, and I was not able to analyze things, either. Plus my learning disabilities, and short-term memory. I was like any other people, that you meet every day, completely in darkness. And then, after 6 months training, We both were assigned to the same area, for about 18 months. And that was the coldest place in Iran. We had the most ridiculous military service. That is why, within those 18 months, at least 15 months of it, we were gone, AWOL. Meaning, we have been leaving our duties, and place of our assignment, without any permission from any authorities. I am laughing so hard right now. I cannot stop laughing. What a time we had. We were both from Tehran, so, we would meet each other, with other friends, whom they left their duties as well, and we were just having fun by being together, and laughing at the ridiculous system of government that we had. Remember, every second of your life has been designed and measured precisely by Allah, even before you came here. When sometimes we were in our assigned village, after dinner at night, under those Petromax lantern, or Coleman lantern, my friend would turn on his turntable, and we would listen to Tom Jones, who just came out, and we loved his voice so much, while he was smoking his cigarette and daydreaming at night, about America. He was talking to me about America, many times. He was always saying that he wishes to go to America, and drive a race car, and then go to Japan. That was unbelievable. Yet, I never had any ambition in my life, at that time. All because I was not able to think, especially that far ahead into the future. I never had any dream about my life, and future. But, he did. All I remember is that I had a track record in my life that I was always looking for the truth of our existence. That was how Allah placed that destiny into my soul. So, after we finished our phony, and the most ridiculous, military service, sure enough, he went to America. Anyhow, he talked to me about America so much, and made me to go with him to America as well. So, I went there after few months later, through him, by the will of Allah. After few months, we were separated, and we met each other again, in San Antonio, Texas. Guess what? I met him in the US military base, and he was going to Japan. Subhanallah. He was given talent by Allah, that was why he was very good with mechanics. When he was in Japan, he overhauled a jet engine in 2 days, and he put it back together again. And he did not have any extra screws and nuts left over, if that was me. Therefore, they placed him to work in the office. Remember again, that Allah was with him. During those times I was studying computer science, which I had no clue what was going on. That was because of my learning disabilities, and my short-term memory, yet I had no idea what was happening to me, because I was blocked by Allah, in order for him to run my life. As he does for all of us. Then few years later I met my friend in Fresno, California. Guess what? He was driving a Pontiac GTO, a muscle car. One story I would never forget, and that was, when we stopped by a red light, and all the other cars with green light were driving, right and left. Then, while we were the first one at the red light, all of a sudden, he placed the stick shift into number one, and took his foot off of the clutch, and started to push the gas pedal, so the car started to burn tires with lots of smoke, like we were going to crash to all of those cars in front of us, and then he released the stick shift to neutral again. It only took maybe 2 seconds, but all the cars who had the green light started to panic. At first I was shocked, then when I realized what happened, we started to laugh a lot. Sometimes you do these things when you are in your young ages. He was given talent by Allah. We did not talk much, but now that I can think, I remember that he came out of a unhealthy parents and divorce, and it was very difficult for him to cope with this life. He was very sensitive. He was not a religious person, but he always mumbled this one song only, and he was singing, "Oh God, you are the only one who knows everything about what is going on in this earth." Now that I am allowed to think, when I put two and two together, I realize that he was thinking about what he had to go through in his past life, which it was much different than my life, or other ones, when he was comparing. But we never talked about it. I had a healthy parents, whom they loved each other, while being so simple-minded. I think through the years he realized my situation, and my disabilities, because he was a talented man. Now, because he was always thinking about the future, and what is going to happen in his life in the future, he realized that there is not much left for him to do. Few years later, when he came back from Japan, he started going back to college. Then, later, he called me from San Francisco, and said that he purchased a gun and he was going to die by suicide. I was so shocked. Next day I flew from Houston to San Francisco. I was with him for a few days, but because I was not able to act as a normal person, because of my situation, therefore I did not ask him that, why he wanted to die, and so many other reasoning, as to why he decided like that. Or, maybe when he showed me his gun, I should have took it away from him and throw it in the San Francisco Bay. I was totally speechless, I was not able to say anything. Therefore, that was a useless trip. Remember, at that time, I was in total darkness. Then, when he realized that I am not able to talk to him about purchasing a gun, then he told me that he wanted to see what is on the other side. You see, he was always thinking about what is going to be in his future. His grades was like mine and he never did graduate from college. I did not know what was his problems with school and learning. Maybe he had the same problem as I have, lack of concentration. Meanwhile, he met a beautiful girl, and they got married, and they moved to Utah. I thought maybe his marriage will make him busy with his life, and he will be happy. But she was the last thing that made him to pull that trigger. After that, I kind of broke up with him, because he died by suicide. He was only 38 years old. Now, these were all happened more than about 30 years ago, when I was in total darkness, and I had no idea about those rules of Allah on earth. I was just following from my own conjectures, and what I have learned from those misguided people. Let me tell you something, the root word for zalamat is zalama, and it means wrongdoing. Subhanallah. Allah always used this word as a plural, because there are many, many darknesses around us, but when you come to the light, there is only one light, and that would be the light of Allah. Thank Allah for His unending hikmah. That means if you are in darkness, you would always do wrong in many different directions of darknesses, and make lots of mistakes. Thank Allah for His Arabic language. If you do not read the Quran in an Arabic language, you would never, ever, get any hikmah from Allah. Then, 30 years ago, Allah guided me to His right path. When I visited Rashad in Tucson, Arizona, for the first time, the first question that I asked him was about my friend, and what happened to him. He said, he is in the heaven now. I said, I have heard all through my life that people should not die by suicide. Then, Rashad told me about the age of responsibility, which he just found out himself. And he said, it was like your friend had a cancer, and he could not be cured. Then, when I slept in the Masjid Tucson that night, for the first time, at night, I had a dream about my friend. I saw my friend in a very nice garden. He was dressing up nicely with his nice brown leather jacket, and right away we grabbed each other and hugged, and kissed, with lots of smiles, without any talking. Subhanallah. And I told Rashad about my dream. Ever since I made up with my friend, I got so happy for him, that he is in the heaven now, and he was released from all of those sufferings on earth. Then I left a message for his relatives, about the good news that I have heard. Now that I am guided, and Allah showed me His system through these past years, and He took me out of darkness into the light, I think totally different than majority of the people on earth. Thank Allah. So let me tell you my take of this story at this moment. My friend was suffering mentally from inside, all of those years, and he was very unhappy with what has been happening in his life, and around him. But, unfortunately, I could not exactly put my finger on it, because of our lack of communications. Yet, at the same time, Allah was directing him and giving him whatever he wished for. Allah is running everything. The Almighty directed him how to go to America. Then showed him how to go to Japan, and blessed him with talent, so he could work in the office, instead of working outside in cold or hot weather when he was in Japan. Then Allah showed him the car that he liked. Then Allah made him to be prepared to go to his heaven by purchasing a gun. Then, the Almighty showed him his wife, and he was very interested in her. But then, after a few months, that marriage couldn't satisfy him either, and Allah took him to his heaven, so he would not suffer anymore. Allah will give you everything that you asked for, verse 14:34. Just look around yourself. You wanted money, he gave you money. You wanted power, he dropped it on you. You wanted fame, he blessed you with it. You wanted love, he shone it into your heart and soul, in order to last forever. You wanted the truth about the universe, he dropped it on you. You wanted a few good friends, he gave you a few very good friends. You wanted a talent, and art, or science, and discoveries, he dropped them on you. Look at all of those scientists, musicians, painters, inventors, and entrepreneurs. Life and death belongs to Allah. And when you say, he or she committed suicide, that means, the life and death is in our hands, instead of our Creator, who measured, and decided our destiny. And from the time of birth, every single second of our destiny starts to be unfold. Then, around 30 years ago, Allah started to take me out of the darkness into his light. At first, he guided me. I remember that moment exactly. It took about maybe 15 seconds. That was when I had a dream that I was kicked out of Shaitan's kingdom. Then he sent me to his messenger, and by reading the Quran, little by little, Allah took me to his light. Then, at that time, he placed ambition into my soul. From then on, my true life started to be flourished. My hobby and my daily life became Allah and his Quran, and nothing could have stopped me. I started to get a feeling of achievement and desire to do everything I could in the Almighty's system, and I was determined to do that. It was like my life just started. Because my life was empty before that, and it was wasting day by day. If it was right now, when I am blessed by the light from Allah, and when my friend tells me that he was going to die by suicide, first I would try to tell him about Allah and his system of creation. But if he was not interested, then I would hug him and kiss him and tell him, I will meet you up there, inshallah, in the future. And I would tell him that Allah do not want you to suffer any more in this life, and he is going to send you to a place of peace and happiness. I would tell him about the good news of my dream about him in that garden, and I will tell him, when you get up there, you would remember my words. I would tell him, I am so sorry, my friend, that I was blocked all of those years, and I could not communicate with you, because Allah had a different destiny for me, as he had a different one for you. You know what? It just came to me that Allah was the one who did not want me to take away that gun from my friend. Subhanallah. And I would tell my friend, do not be afraid. You are going to see the angels before you hear the gunshot. And they will tell you, Salam, let us go to the heaven. But do not do it in front of me. Let me leave the room and go to a distance, because I do not have the heart to witness it. Peace, my friend, and farewell. Because I know now that Allah is running our life, and I know now about the age of responsibility, since he was only 38 years old. Therefore, Allah wanted to bless him and take away his soul, because his interim was over. But no average person is able to understand what I just wrote, because they do not have the light from Allah and they are living in total darkness. That is why those people in the light are the most happiest people on earth, because they know about the system of Allah. They are the ones who have no fears and no griefs. So, when this and that happens in the world, they know the reason behind it. Remember, walking in darkness only causes us to bring disasters and unhappiness upon ourselves. Now, you can see how Allah took me out of the darkness and brought me into His light. One day I thought my friend was in hell, then, the next day, I found out that he was in the heaven. Subhanallah. Make sure always judge amongst the people, according to the Arabic Quran, and do not let Shaitan fools you, and makes you follow from your own conjectures. What I have found out now, is, that I am going to meet my friend up there, inshallah, because we have a lot to catch up over there. I just hope they do have some ketchups over there. See, all along, I was friended with a man who was already in the heaven. Allah be glorified. Allah chooses your friends. And he was my only friend all through my life. Also, those 10 years of our friendship caused an awesome blessing from Allah, which I call it unending rahmat from Allah. And only few people in this world would experience it. And I am so thankful for that gift from Allah all through my life. I have had that divine light always in my heart and soul, and under my skin, and I always enjoyed its fragrance. Thank Allah. Therefore, that was the reason that Allah placed that guy into my life. Everything is for a reason in Allah's system. Now, before I finish, I would like to tell you that Allah is not blessing me with all of these hikmah just because of my looks. Yet, I have been striving in the cause of Allah and helping Allah so He could help me ever since 30 years ago. The first 6 years, I was working on the Quran for 19 hours a day, at work and at home. Plus, I have been making websites in the cause of Allah. I stopped reading those fake Qurans, meaning translations, and I left those who were reading those man-made Qurans. And I started to read only the Arabic Quran, since those mathematical miracles came out of the Arabic Quran, and not from the English Quran. Those hidden mathematics in the Arabic Quran are all Allah's fingerprints in His book. By the grace of Allah, I have printed and placed the only corrected Arabic Quran on internet with correct surah numbers, verse numbers, and correct spellings. Also, I made a personal Arabic to Farsi dictionary for myself, which it took me 19 years to complete. I have found out that the name of our Creator is Allah and not God or any other man-made names which they came up with all over the world. Those who came up with those fake Qurans, meaning those translations, are idolizing those fake names besides the name of Allah, our Creator. Our Creator repeated His name 2,698 times in His book and said that His name is Allah. Yet, the ones who are not able to use their brain keep insisting that His name is not Allah. Therefore, they came up with many different names for Allah. That is why they stamp the word idol worship upon themselves. I started to perform my Friday prayers in an Arabic language, like other prayers, just by commemorating Allah. I pray 7 times a day. I pay 10% zakat charity. Then, Allah blessed me with Qalbi Mutahhar, a pure heart, so He could drop on me those awesome hikmah, so I could make those videos and place them on YouTube and Facebook, plus placing many posts on YouTube regarding Allah's system and His mathematical miracles. Then, I recounted all of those Quranic initials to make sure. I try my best to protect myself, meaning Motagi, because Allah made me to count its root word, Tagiyah, in the Arabic Quran, 30 years ago, when I was attending my first conference. So, I found out that it was repeated 209 times in the Quran, which is divisible by the number 19. That is why I have not been dating anyone ever since I was separated 17 years ago. And I have unfriended people who were happy with this lowly life. Then Allah friended me with some new, awesome friends. No, I should say, He gave me few perfect friends, and we are all going towards the eternal heaven, hand in hand, with the speed of light. I am trying to say that my whole life and my ambition in life has been only Allah and His system and His Quran, which I have been reading it constantly ever since 30 years ago. Just like in any other businesses, if you work hard, you will be successful. Therefore, try your best to make your soul as heavy as you could. But you must know that Allah is the only one who has been controlling my life all along, and He did not want me to be amongst the sedentary people. Thank the Almighty Creator for His unending hikmah and knowledge. Dear Bani Israel, may the light of Allah shines upon you. Peace and love.